Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Another Seattle story. So maybe you guys saw this. Cal Raleigh hit his 60th home run. So at first, a man caught the 60th home run ball. He then turned around and then gave it to a kid. Pretty cool. Pretty selfless act. You catch a historic home run ball, a ball that's certainly worth something. You then instantly, didn't even hesitate, decided to give it to a kid. Cool. Cool deal. All right, well, the kid, he's a 12-year-old Mariners fan. He decides to give the ball back to Cal Raleigh. Now, I applaud this. Now, I mean, there's some balls I would certainly sell, right? Like, if you caught 70 from Mark McGwire or 72 from Barry Bonds, yeah, I'm not giving that ball back. But I understand as a kid, you catch the 60th home run ball. This is your favorite player. It's a part of history. I really do get you wanting to give it back to him. So he gave him the ball back. In exchange for giving him the 60th home run ball, who they have appraised it at around $200,000. They think that this ball is worth $200K. The Mariners gave him an autographed bat from Cal Raleigh. He got to meet him, and he also gets to watch batting practice from on the field. If you were this kid's dad, you got to step in and say, no, you're not. Again, I'm perfectly fine if you don't want to get any cash out of the deal. So you're telling me that this little boy, out of the kindness of his own heart, caught something that could pay for his college or at least set you up. Who knows how much college is going to cost when that kid is ready. So he could set you up for your late teenage years, your early 20s. He decided to give it back to you and you gave him something that's probably worth, let's be generous here, $2,500, $3,000. You listening right now, if you really wanted to get this package, it would probably cost you around $3,000. If you wanted an autographed bat from a baseball player and to go watch batting practice from on the field, that's not super hard to get accomplished for you. It's really not that hard to get. That can't be the case. At a minimum, you should get season tickets. I don't know why baseball doesn't establish this. Because we have these home run balls or these moments that come up all the time. They need to be a universal package of what you get if you're in this situation. So it's not up to the individual clubs to negotiate and go back and forth and end up doing this. If you catch one of these home run balls and you want to give it back to us, this is what we'll give you. But at a minimum, season tickets has to be included. I'm not giving you the ball back if they don't include tickets. So wait, you're telling me that this 12-year-old kid, his family took for him to go to the game. He gets the 60th home run ball. Now, if he wants to go to the postseason game, he has to buy tickets for the game? No chance. No, not at all. I'll happily give you the ball back. Why can't I get that little golden ticket that the baseball players have? There's this thing that they give baseball players. I think you have to play a decade, and they give you a card. I've seen it before. I saw it on a podcast. Chase Utley showed it on a podcast. I think it was on Part of My Take. So they have a card that you can go to any baseball stadium, and you can get four tickets, any baseball game, any non-playoff game. That's what fans should get when you want to get these kind of when you get these kind of souvenirs. If you get Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit and you want to give it back to the Yankees, they should give you this card. You can go to any baseball game in the regular season that you want, four tickets for you and your family. That's what it should be. Not an autographed bat that you could go get from Rally House and batting practice from on the field that you could get at a charity auction for a relatively low price. The Mariners should be ashamed of themselves if this is what they offered the kid. You got to get more money than this. You got to get him a suite. Hey, you can have your birthday party here. Hey, why don't you and your friends play Mario Kart on the Jumbotron? If you're not going to give him cash for it, at least give him a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm telling you, batting practice from on the field is not a once-in-a-lifetime experience. What if the Mariners make the World Series? How does he get World Series tickets? Shame on you, Seattle. You got to do better for that kid that gave the ball back of his own volition.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.